Calgary. Nikita George was a fine arts grad looking for a job in the music industry when the COVID-19 pandemic hit. With concert venues shut down and music schools closed, the Calgary woman quickly realized she had two choices: sit home and wait for things to improve, or set out on a completely new path. She chose the latter, enrolling in a 6-month rapid training program offered by Calgary Tech Training nonprofit Inception U. Last week, George started her new job as a full-stack developer for Acuspire, a Calgary tech startup. "At first I was a little bit scared, because it's a big jump from music and teaching to tech," George said. "I thought about just waiting for the pandemic to end. But then I thought maybe I should take advantage of this, use the pandemic to learn something, develop a new skill, so that there are other opportunities I could go for." Much has been written in recent months about Canadian employers struggling with labor shortages 18 months into the COVID-19 pandemic. A report released Wednesday provides additional evidence, with more than 60% of Canadian businesses saying that widespread labor shortages are limiting their growth. The report, produced by the Business Development Bank of Canada, BDC, combines the findings of two surveys, one that polled 1,251 Canadian entrepreneurs in May 2021 and a survey of 3,000 Canadian employees conducted in June 2021. Its findings suggest 49% of business owners have had to delay or have been unable to deliver orders to clients due to a lack of labor. It also says many small and medium-sized business owners report job vacancies sitting empty for 3 or 4 months at a time, with 61% saying they've had to increase their own hours or their employees' work hours as a result. "It's very serious, because it's slowing down the growth of many businesses in Canada, and as a result is going to slow down the growth of the economy," said Pierre Claro, BDC's chief economist. However, the report also pokes holes in some of the established narratives we've heard so far about the labor shortage. "Contrary to popular opinion," Claro said, "the pandemic didn't create Canada's labor shortage, it just made an existing problem worse. While COVID-19 certainly disrupted the Canadian labor market by temporarily cutting off the flow of immigrants to the country and by prompting some workers to quit rather than risk being exposed to the virus on the job," Claro said the key problem is simple demographics. "Today, 16% of Canadians are over 65. In the next 5 years, many Canadians are going to retire," Claro said. "And not a lot of young people are entering the job market." Some employers struggling to hire have suggested that the Canada Emergency Response Benefit and other government assistance programs could be making it more attractive for employees to stay at home rather than return to the workforce as the economy opens up. But the BDC report suggests the phase-out of CERB and programs like it won't fix the problem. While sectors such as accommodation and food services, retail, and manufacturing have lost thousands of jobs during the pandemic, professional and business services, education, public administration, and healthcare actually gained workers during the pandemic. In fact, the report said that a full 20% of workers who lost their jobs during the pandemic are now, like Nikita George, working in an entirely different field. Now they prefer that job, so they don't go back. "That makes the situation worse for some sectors of our economy," Claro said. "We want to send a signal to businesses that this is a long-term issue." Claro suggested employers should look to automation and technology to help address workforce challenges, as well as offer a total compensation package that includes perks such as benefits, training, and flexibility to help attract applicants. In a report released in August, the Business Council of Alberta also concluded that pandemic-era support programs such as the CERB are not the driving factor behind the labor force shortage. About one quarter of businesses surveyed by the council said that income supports are a barrier to finding workers, but only 7% said they are the most significant obstacle. The group said, increased compensation, more remote work flexibility, improved skills training and micro-credentialing may be necessary for employers seeking to attract workers and reduce job turnover. This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 29, 2021. Amanda Stevenson, The Canadian Press.